Monday, September 12th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, I want to take you to an article written by Stephanie Holden Smith in 1819 News. She titles it, The Real War on Women. Harry, the Biden administration last January signed a sweeping executive order entitled Preventing and Combating Discrimination on the Basis of Gender Identity or Sexual Orientation. Harry, what's interesting about this, quote, executive order, that it steps clearly into the realm of changes in legislation that is really the responsibility of Congress.
Yes, we have another example that President Biden, upon entering office, put this initiative forward, and now he has given this nine-month period for response to it, and that nine-month period of response to this initiative that is going to undermine the equality and protection provisions of Title IX for women. And instead of it going through the legislative process, it's being done again by executive order as we see the continual momentum to an imperial view of the presidency, something our forefathers absolutely rejected with a world and life view abhorrence of any such concept. By the way, Tom, just on a side note, this 1819 news feed that we consult along with many other resources was an initiative in Alabama to get good, solid news reporting to the people of Alabama and separate editorializing from news reporting, which is ethically what should be done and historically what used to be done, but now is seldom done in the news agencies of today, and that's why they started it. It would be a great prototype for every single state because they not only take a look at national issues, they give a great focus of accuracy and insights on state issues, so I would highly commend such an initiative to other states. Now, what she has done is she has pointed out what Title IX does. Now, Tom, if I'm not mistaken, today is the last day that people can register their questions or their comments with the federal government. And by the way, how can they do that if they decide to after listening to today's In Perspective?
If they go online and go to federalregister.gov, and then type in the search box, Preventing and Combating Discrimination on the Basis of Gender Identity or Sexual Orientation, they will find a place to leave their comments.
So, Tom, why should they register their comments? Why should they get involved? Well, let's just remind them of what this initiative is going to do. Now, it was communicated with a Dear Educator letter. It went out and basically informed them of how Title IX was now going to be turned upside down, as this now puts women and women's sports and women's safety into jeopardy in how they are now going to interpret the application of the Title IX features. One of the things being proposed is there is no longer any religious exemption. In other words, the Title IX applications were specifically applied to any and all educational institutions that receive government support, and religious institutions could make an appeal for exemptions. That is now going to be removed according to the directives of this new entitlement. So, in other words, the issue of men in athletics who identify as women participating in what was historically women's sports is now going to be allowed and affirmed, which of course eventually will decimate any sense of competition and propriety as well as safety and security in women's sports in general. So that's going to be removed. Also, in the school system, abortion and childbearing will have equal status in terms of benefits and provisions and response by the school system itself. It also establishes the supremacy of school employees over parental communication in terms of issues around sexuality in the lives of children, such as if they desire gender reassignment, if they're looking for counseling, if they're wanting to find avenues to surgical gender reassignment. All of that can now be done apart from parental authority with protections provided for the school employees against any legal parental pushback on these issues. Tom, it's very difficult to get in a short podcast what a 700-page document is proposing, but let me just mention one more thing. What also is clearly at stake is not only the protection of women on the field of competition, but also off the field of competition. This new directive opens up full access to women's locker rooms for biological males identifying as females. It opens up bathroom facilities, and it also goes to other places such as crisis centers, such as rehab centers, any place where there is financial input from the government. And these are vulnerable places. When you go to a homeless shelter, when you go to a crisis center, those are vulnerable people. And now an open door inviting predatorial behavior in these areas that are supposed to be places of modesty, security, and privacy. The last thing that I would just simply say is that you can't miss the fact that this initiative ought to be coming through the Congress. But the Congress is sitting on its hands and allowing an imperial presidency to bypass the legislative process. And now perhaps the only hope for sanity would be legal challenges that would get it in front of the judiciary in the future. But you can make your views known, your comments known. I encourage you to do that. Tom, the disappointing thing, I think you checked the registry when we did the program. And up until that moment, there were something like 50,000 inquiries. Tom, the opportunity to interact with this has been present for 9 months since it was introduced in the opening weeks of this new president's administration. And honestly, 50,000 inquiries is paltry when you're in a nation of 360 million. And of course, as you would expect, the initiative is euphemistically titled as something that's going to quote-unquote end discrimination. Actually, this entire effort is going to initiate discrimination. It's not going to end discrimination, it is initiating discrimination. Anyone with religious views rooted in biological realities that affirms the historic view of marriage, any and all of this is now considered bigotry and now open to charges of sexual harassment. And therefore, those who hold such views will now be liable for discriminatory penalties in their employment. Well, let me just simply put it this way. There are so many times when something like this happens and everybody wakes up and then everyone goes to school or they go into public facilities and they find all of these provisions in this initiative are now being implemented and they wonder, how did we get there? I just woke up in a new world. Now, we woke up in a new world, but we knew the new world was coming and we didn't respond. Elections have consequences because those elected put forth initiatives in order to engage in their platform to satisfy their base. That's exactly what's happening. And the Cultural Revolution is marching on, and its avenue of implementation are public facilities and government institutions and our public school system in order to create a culture in which we celebrate what we once condemned and we condemn what we once celebrate. And we leave the world of sanity into a world of insanity, absurdity, sexual immorality, and lethality. And all is now rooted in an overreaching government. And it is now being enforced with an overreaching government through an imperial presidency and a further undermining of the three branches of government. So I've got two responses as a Christian. Number one, I want to speak in the public square about these issues. And number two, I want to make disciples, people that follow Christ and live according to God's word, taking every thought captive unto the obedience of Christ. And perhaps we can multiply those who bring the salt of sanity in life and the light of the gospel to this world.
Harry, as we close out, let me encourage our listeners to go to federalregister.gov. Under the search box, type in Preventing and Combating Discrimination on the Basis of Gender Identity or Sexual Orientation, and then make comments that are appropriate for a Christian world and life view. As we close out for today, let me remind you the best way to stay in touch with us here at Today in Perspective is by downloading the Briarwood app. It's yours free of charge. Simply go to your favorite app store, type in Briarwood PCA. Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Tuesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview to put the issues of today in perspective.